Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures Podcast. I hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you put a few on the bank. Good morning, everyone. Today you join me back down on Silty Shallows. This is a lake I did a few sessions in just before Christmas. I think it was like November time, maybe. November, December, I can't remember now. I've had a few nice ones out of here. So I've come back down here again for a carp. I'm actually going to start off in the same swim that I had all them carp from last time, which is, if you recall, if you listen to the podcast, if not, go back and listen to them. I definitely recommend it. Do get some nice ones out. That's how this deals. He caught me one time. Yeah, so I'm fishing one of the swims. There's an island in the lake, and a bridge goes over to it. It's not too far from the bank. And basically, I found a spot where you bushwhacker to the right-hand side, almost to the corner of where the bridge comes over to the island, not far off that. And on that spot there, I picked up a few carp. So I'm hoping it does fish all year round. I know obviously we're in February now, and it's not like 6 months from the last time I fished, but I reckon it's definitely a fish hole near it, because you can't cast to it. You can only get to it by a bushwhacker. And I just don't think that, I don't see loads and loads and loads of people using bushwhackers before, even though they're so good. I just don't see loads of people using them, even though they're really popular and obviously they sell loads of them. But I still don't yet see loads of people using them. So hopefully the chances are that no one's doing this down here on this spot here, and that they're obviously, since then, maybe the fish have been rested and that they feel really confident in that swim there. So yes, I'm going to put one on there. In this swim though, I will say this. I've had no luck on my left-hand side rod. It's a two-rod lake, and let's use two rods. So I'm thinking I'm going to start here anyway, but I probably won't put another rod out. I might just put the one rod out on that spot there. I know you guys are probably saying, "Oh, you're stupid, you put another rod out," but I don't know. It's just when you in front of me out to the left a little bit, it's just like really shallow. It's just, and I know you catch fish off shallow spots, because I certainly do, but I don't know. I'll see how it feels. I want to get that rod out there now. I'm going to use a deeper, because it helps just find off the drop, because there is like a nice little drop off down there, which I use the deeper to find and just drop it in there. It's not massively deep at all, but that's the spot. So I want to get on that. But anyway, I'm kind of like blabbering on a little bit now, because I'm excited and I want to get my rod out. So I'm going to get my rod out, and then I'm going to update you with what I've done, the rig, the lot, everything. So yeah, let's get it out. I'm excited. Okay, so I have decided just to put one rod out for now, just to see what happens. I am arguing with myself. It's like, yes, I could put another up my left-hand side rod out, certainly. Maybe try and get out to the middle of the lake sort of thing. I can do it. I mean, you can cast it. The reason why I say I can do it is because the island sort of comes almost to the right, it just comes to the right-hand side of me out in the water, and there's a big tree overhanging. Now, you could say, why don't you try the spot down there? And I have tried that spot down there and not caught yet. It doesn't mean I'm not going to catch. But the only thing I'm a bit worried about is the island's not that deep. The width of it's not massive. So where I want to put it, if I get a carp and it carts around the other side of it, I'm going to have a problem. And I don't really want to do that to the carp. And then you could say, we could put it more this side of the island. You know, but then I feel like I'm pushing it more towards where my right hand side rod is, and if the fish are swimming round anti-clockwise, I don't know. Now I'm arguing myself. My theory here is kind of blowing my own theory out the window here. I just don't feel confident enough to put it there, and it's not my fishing ability at all. It doesn't feel right, so I'm not going to do it. So then going back to the middle of the lake over there, where I could get a cast out there. I have actually got two anglers on the other side of the lake. I don't know where their rods are. They could be in the middle of the lake, they might not be. So I don't want to do it. I don't want to push it there. I feel that I've got a decent enough chance to catch a carp on that spot there. If I move, yeah, I will put two rods out. But I will say one thing on this, one run out. Just because you might fish a lake, you can fish like two rods, three rods, even four like rods in some on some like lakes, etc. It doesn't mean you have to put all the rods out. One rod out, you can focus more on that one. Then you could argue, but yeah, but if you found your spots, you've done all your homework, and you've got your rods out on two different spots, you know, you don't need to concentrate on two rods. But then you can get, then you've got the argument of like, you know, one of the rods might spook off carp, which then might push them away, and then you might not catch a carp on either of the rods. I don't know. It's a minefield. A minefield of like madness of like arguments and all that within your head of, you know, what you should and shouldn't do. But on this in this occasion right now, I've decided to stick with one rod. And that's what I'm going to do. And if I move, there's a good chance I will put two rods out. But yeah, let's see what happens. The time's now 10:56. Basically, bushwhacked it out with the good old crumb SLK bug boilie in that. I put a few 15mm boilies, when I say a few, probably about four, and some 21mm or something. A couple of them in there, crushed boilie, and not just almost like a couple of mouthfuls of crushed boilie, and a tiny handful of pellet. Put some pellet out there today. I do want to get more pellet into my fishing. Fisheries are brought up on pellet, so they know what pellet is. So I put a little bit of that out as well. And then we put it on the good old noodle rig, Wafter 18mm SLK. Yeah, that's been doing the business. So, well, I say doing the business. I haven't had a carp this year yet. But in all fairness, I haven't done much carp fishing. There I go, waffling again. Anyway, so it's out. So let's see what happens. I'm going to make a bacon sandwich. Nice.
Right, I have a coot diving down on my bait. He's definitely munching down on it. It hasn't bleached yet, my rod, but I'm thinking that doesn't mean to say he's touched my bait or not. So I'm a little bit panicked right now. He's actually swimming away now. So I'm going to leave it a little bit longer just in case he does go back. And I think I'm going to have to redo it again, just in case he has touched that hook link and like fooked it, gutted. Ah, never mind. Let's give it like 15 and see what he does and then redo it. Well, absolutely buzzing. Yes, 19.6 pounds. Yes, I did actually weigh it. 19.6 pounds mirror. Absolutely buzzing. I've not had that one before. I definitely recognise it, the way it's like, his belly was like slumped down and the shape of it. But yeah, that's definitely going to go on my Instagram. So Crest Fishing Adventures podcast, go and check it out. Hit me up a follow and you'll see a photo on there soon. Oh, I'm buzzing. Right. I'm so glad. Obviously, that coot didn't ruin my hook link. So absolutely banging. Right. Need to get it back out again. Super excited. Oh, also, I took a video as well. Like when calm down, Questy boy. I took a video as well of me releasing it off as well. So I will be putting that on Instagram as well. Just looks so nice. It just moves away so slowly and just cruises off. Oh, I'm buzzing.
Right, so quick little chat about that fish, like pre-catching it. So as I said, I had a coot on top of the swim and it was going down. It was definitely eating my bait down there. I had no bleeps on the back of that, but I was still worried that it might have picked up the hook link, which I've already said a few times now. So then I said I'd leave it for like 10 minutes or something, which I did leave, and it got to like the 10 minutes and I had one bleep on my bite alarm. Looked at the spot straight away thinking, oh no, that coot's back. And there I couldn't see any coots, didn't see any birds at all, nothing there at all. And then I'm thinking that has to be a fish feeding down on my spot. Has to be a fish. So then I did leave it. I didn't actually reel it in. I had to take a gamble again because there's always that chance, and I left it 5-6 minutes and then the rod went. So yeah, I'm so glad I didn't pull that hook away a minute before the 10 minutes that I said I was gonna do. So yeah, buzzing, mate, still buzzing on the back of that.
Well, just had another fish, another mirror. Gave me a cracking fight. It really did. It gave me a better fight than the last one. But I'd say I didn't weigh. It probably only went about 16, 17 pounds maybe. Something like that. But the fight was absolutely incredible. Definitely thought it was going to be bigger because it was just like holding bottom in front of me. And I didn't want to give him too much. Obviously, I don't want to lose the fish. But yeah, got him in, absolutely buzzing. That's two fish today now. Time now is 13:27, so that's not bad. That's not bad. There's still plenty of time for another bite. Not bad for one rod, we'll say that. So let's get back out there again. Well, I just had like a single bleep. I thought, it's definitely got to be a fish down there, because I looked up again, there's no like bird life there feeding off my bait. Kept an eye on it, and then it went bleep, 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 like that. I thought, something there. And then my bobbin just shot up to the top, you know, and I'm just about to hit the rod. I was like, there's no bend in the rod. So I was like, okay, I've got to leave it for a bit. So I left it for like 10 minutes just to see if anything else happened. And I thought, you know what, I've got to bring this in. I've got to have a look at the rig, because it's, you know, I've obviously been done and had no idea what the presentation of the rig would be sitting. And I pulled it in, and to be fair, I'm glad I did, because obviously, I assume I had a pickup. Well, I must have done, and it basically, it's dumped it, and it had like a few like leaves and dead leaves over it and that. So put a fresh rig on, put it back out again. So yeah, it had to be done. Yeah, just gutted, because that could have been fish number three. It could have been fish number three, and it could have been the 30 I'm after that lives in here. So never mind. Well, it's 15:22. I keep getting a few little bleeps. I can't figure it out. I don't think it's liners. It could well be liners. It could well be liners. I don't know. Or am I just getting done? There's like beep, 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 beep. I suppose they could be liners. I mean, it's a good sign. It means there's fish in the area, which I obviously know, but just like, come on, I want another fish. I'm getting greedy. Oh, dearie me. Dearie me. Let's just sit and wait. I just sit there thinking, oh, have I been done? And then do I need to bring in the rig, put a new rig out again? You know, is it presenting? Oh, I hate these mind fucks. All right, I'm going to sit here and ponder for a bit. Right, so I've just made a change to my rig, and the reason being is because, as I said in the last segment, I've been getting a few bleeps, and I've literally just brought it in again, and it's just. The rig's got loads of shit around it, leaves and stuff. So I've definitely been done again. I feel like, I don't know why I'm getting done now. I don't know why I was catching the fish at the start on my good old trusty rig that's put loads of carp on the bank. And all of a sudden, I just feel like it's not doing the business. So what I've done is I've changed over to a spinner rig on a boom section with a 15 mil pop-up DNA SLK. And I just want to see if that makes any difference. I don't know why I'm getting done, and that's what's frustrating me. So yeah, I've moved over to the spinner rig. Obviously, as you guys know, probably a lot of people out there that listen to the podcast probably do use the spinner rig, as it's a decent rig. Yeah, so we'll see, but I'm frustrated. Definitely, I feel like I should have had two more now, at least, maybe three. Just not think about that. So yeah, let's see what happens. What's time now? I don't know if I said it already. That didn't make any sense, did it? I don't know if I said that already. It's 15:47. So I probably have to pack up around about quarter to five, half four, quarter to five, maybe. So I've got about an hour. I've got about an hour left. So let's see if the spinner rig, DNA, 15 mil, SLK, good old trusty SLK, can do the business. Come on, you carp gods. Well, what can I say? It was well worth making that change. 15 minutes later, straight into a carp. Just put another mirror on the bank. Didn't weigh it. Probably went about 15 pounds, but all the same. My third fish on the bank today. I'm absolutely buzzing. I did say to myself, because I actually packed everything up pretty much to a degree. I said, if I catch another one, I'll be happy with that and go home. But I just couldn't resist myself, and I put it out again. So it's out now, and the time now is 16:22. So we haven't got long left, but I just can't help myself. Just can't help myself. Come on, the carp. Well, it's 5 o'clock now, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to call it a day now. Good session overall, but it's left me thinking, why? why was I not hooking some of them fish? What was it? Were they little fish possibly? Or was it crayfish? I don't think it was crayfish, I'm honest with you, because my baits looked completely intact. But why was I getting done? Part of me wonders whether my hooks weren't sharp enough, even though I was sharpening them, but maybe they weren't sharp enough. The rigs on there I have used a couple of times now, so what I'm thinking of doing is that re-tying fresh brand new rigs with brand new hooks, and to see if that makes a difference, because I can't have that if I'm using them rigs or those hooks there. Is that, you know, that could be a chance of a lifetime, you know, and I never know. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back home, tie some fresh new rigs, well, with new hooks, that is, anyway, and then come back to wherever I go next anyway and fish those rigs and see what happens. But it was a good tactical move to the spinner rig. That put a fish straight on the bank, which was good. So it just goes to show how good the spinner rigs are as well. Also, obviously, how good DNA's SLK is. As you guys know, I've been mixing bug and SLK in my mix. I just totally trust them two boilies. And I've done fish on both boilies today. Absolutely amazing. So anyway, I'm going to call this podcast here. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, let's hope you put some stonkers on the bank. And I shall see you guys in my next podcast, Tight Lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.